Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Let me see if I get this right. Felicia de las Madres. Did I get that right? Okay. Mother, another word for love. And I know that not everybody had the ideal mother, so I understand that. But let's face it. Mother is another word for love. They will be there for you even when you're not your best. You know, they will nurse you when you're so sick, when you can't help yourself. I mean, mothers are there for you before you can sense anything. And they're right there as you grow up and come on with you. And as people write you off, mothers still believe in you. It doesn't matter what happens to you. Your mother always believes in you. I mean, I've seen people that were in jail, but their mother still believed in them. They didn't say, well, my son can't do anything or my daughter can't do anything. They still believed in them. Now, I understand that not all of us had that. I didn't personally grow up with a mom, but I can tell you this from just hearing stories. It's amazing what that is like. Does that make sense? And so I can only connect and see what happens in people's lives. And I said, thank God for what I got. But we're going to have a good time this morning talking about God in connection to His love and how we can learn from mothers and how that connects to our lives today. Amen? Proverbs 31:28 says, her children stands and bless her. In other words, because of the nurturing of the mother, the joy that radiates between the mother and the child is so great that children grow up fulfilled by that love they have with each other. It is something that as you grow older, and I don't know of anyone who will look at their mother and say, well, I'm 60, so she's not my mother. She's still your mother. At 1 year old, she was her mother. At 60, she's your mother. At 50, she's your mother. At 40, she's your mother. And I think that early on in life, you may not appreciate it, but as you grow older, you begin to appreciate what mom did for you. You see the things that she was able to do right. She's not perfect, but she will see a lot of good stuff that comes out of that. So let's get going about this. The influence of a mother will last for generations. Let's start here. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it says, I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I know that the same faith continues strong in you. This is Paul writing to Timothy, and if you know this story in Acts 16, Paul meets Timothy then, a young guy. His father is Greek, his mother is Jew, so he has to get him circumcised to go together and do work. And clearly, what stands out to Paul is that the grandmother was a faithful woman. And her influence then moved on to the mother of Timothy that now is being passed on to Timothy. So you see clearly that mothers truly influence who we are. There's no denying that. They change and form a lot of our formative years. They really help us to figure that out. And the grandmother of Timothy was forming a faith that was leading them and led to her mother being faithful. And then now Timothy becoming faithful. And Paul is giving this charge to him that, you know, I've seen it in your grandmother. I've seen it in your mother. You can do it. I want to state this, that God puts us in the families we are in right now. It's not a mistake. And those families help us to find God. I've told you this. My mother died when I was 1 year, 8 months, but I still found God. And she influenced me by the 9 months she carried me and all the 1 year and 8 months we had together, and there was an influence there. And that happens to all of us. And so it's important to understand that instead of regretting and getting all twisted out of it, is understand God put you in that family. And you get to see that faith can come out of good things or bad things, but God still forms you.
you'll still find God in all that. In this case, Eunice was the one who was driving it. It seems to me that the father of Timothy was not even a Christian and was just living his life, but the mother still influenced him to come to God. And the point I'm trying to put across today as we celebrate mothers is sometimes we underestimate the lessons that they can pass on us. And we need to take that seriously from time to time. The good lessons that we get from our mothers. And take that and grow and develop and help our children as they come along. Some lessons don't make sense when you're young, but they make sense later. Some lessons don't make sense when it's being spoken about, because sometimes mothers are strong and you feel like, whoa, whoa, it's too much. Take time and pay attention as it evolves. You'll figure it out that, you know, this makes sense eventually. This makes sense. I say that this morning to understand that we need to connect with our mothers to understand. And sometimes there's a mistake that helps you to grow and become a better person. And sometimes all that is to ask yourself is, what was the influence of my mother to me in knowing God? For the most part, it is nurturing, loving, and caring. And those qualities are God's qualities. God nurtures you, He loves you, He cares for you, and wants the best of you. Now you have the freedom to play around, but He still watches. And mothers watch us mess around and still believe in us. When you start walking and you fall down, they still watch you and you fall down. And they say, now I know you can still change. And then you start walking and you're walking. Then you start talking and you're going off and you're saying things in a funny way. And they keep teaching you. And then you come down around that. And then you go to school and you get bullied. And you come home and tell the stories. And mom tries to help you deal with those bullies. And you keep dealing with that. And it's nurturing you. We go through the same journey with God. We fail and God is right there. We struggle and God is right there. We don't succeed and God is right there. And God has kept nurturing us and loving us just like moms do. Maybe mom was a bit loud for you to your liking. God is not like that. But you learn something not to be loud next time. You still learn something. Respect mothers. Let me talk about this for a while. Timothy chapter 5, 1 Timothy chapter 5, 1 to 3 says, never speak harshly to an older man, but appeal to him respectfully as you would to your own father. Talk to young men as you would to your own brothers. Treat older women as you would your own mother. And treat young women with all purity as you would your own sister. Take care of any widow who has no one else to care for her. Why did Paul have to say all this? You didn't come into leadership until maybe in your 40s in that society. So Paul is in jail and there's not so much that he can do, and he has to pass on a leadership to a young Timothy who's maybe in the 30s. And it's been asked, come on along and here's how to treat people. And yeah, he starts by how we treat older men, because it was important how we treated older men. It's important that we do that well. That we respect them, treat them like we treat our fathers. Talk to young men as you treat your brothers. So this aspect of respect is brought in the conversation with Paul and Timothy as he writes this out. And then he says, treat older women as you would your mother. And I'll spend a little more time there. But ultimately, there's respect that is being passed on and how to treat each other. And that's a big thing in the body of Christ, that we've got to learn to respect one another. Amen. Respect one another. And then he says, treat older women as you will treat your mother. I think that one of the things that's really gotten lost in our community today is respect. We've taken away respect and now put that into an entitlement. We talk to our mothers sometimes like they owe us something. We talk to our fathers like they owe us something. To our brothers like they owe us something. To our sisters like they owe us something. We don't respect one another. It's all about me. And that doesn't really go well. God doesn't work like that. He wants us to respect how He set families, how He set relationships, that is important, that we respect one another. So I ask you today, how is respect going? Do we talk to our mothers and walk away from them? Do we shout at them? Do we roll our eyes? How is that going? And mothers have to keep up with that because you're growing and they have to be patient with that. But this respect is all around. It's both men, women, brothers, sisters, and how we treat young women like our sisters with absolute purity. That you want to respect women with absolute purity. They're not an object of, because of the children around you, I cannot go that far. They're not an object of, and you know what, you can fill in that subject. Once you understand that, you begin to show that there's respect, and he's telling them, hey, you've got to respect and treat women like you'll treat your mother. So it's not just the fact that it's your mother, but it's the women as well. And in that society, women didn't get much. Neither is today. Women really can get beaten down. The point I'm trying to say today is that I want to focus today on how we respect wives, mothers, sisters. It's important that we respect. Then it says take care of widows. We need to take care of widows as well. And you may have a mother whose your dad died. You're going to take care of that mother. It's easy to feel like, oh, well, that's not my responsibility. Why wasn't she saving? Well, life doesn't always come in a cookie-cutter setup. Sometimes things play a different direction. Sometimes you have to take care of someone. And I think that God does that irrespective. We take care of each other. It's a quality you see in the Bible, the need to take care of one another. And sometimes we're not doing that. We just become rude and disrespectful. And we say, what about me? What about me? The way it works is that you learn respect and restraint, and then you learn how to express yourself in a proper, godly way. God wants that to be in our families. Families break apart because people are being disrespected, put down. And if that's the way you want to live, you find that you're alone. You don't fit in any community. And the church of God is a place where we need to learn that as well, to respect one another, to deeply love each other deeply. It's the greatest, was one of the qualities that we're called to be a part of in the body of Christ. Respect doesn't mean that you just keep agreeing with everything, that you'll know how to discuss that way in such a way that they're respected. Respect doesn't mean that you give up your rights. It simply means that you know how to talk about it, that they feel like you had, but here's what you're thinking different. Does that make sense? The idea that respect is somehow self-throwing yourself away is made people overreact and overcorrect to a point where we don't respect our parents. It destroys society as we know it. Destroys society as God set it. It destroys you as a human being long term. It's important that we respect mothers, we respect fathers, we respect one another, we respect everyone. How does that work? That works when you have more Jesus coming your way. That's how it works. That's how it works. When you have more Jesus, there's less drama in the house. Oh, you didn't buy me the right cloth or the right shoes, whatever. There's less of that drama going on. Well, who are you to tell me? It's my life. Well, hold on. Less drama. Let's calm down and have more Jesus. Less selfishness. We've got to realize that mom carried you 9 months. And was not very comfortable. You got to have a conversation with them. Ask them, how was that? That was a question. If I have a chance to ever see my mom, I want to ask you that question. How was that? How does it really feel? Because it's very personal to me. No selfishness. Less complaining. She doesn't do this, she doesn't do that. What about giving to her as well? What about giving to each other? Less bitterness. Yeah, they're not always ideal. They're not always perfect. Mothers are not perfect. They're going to have issues. But don't be bitter. Learn to empathize with them. Less gossip. It goes a long place if you start talking negatively behind your mom's back or your dad's back or your friend's back. It's going the wrong direction. More Jesus takes care of that. less pride. I know better than you do. Okay, but can we walk together? I was here before you, though, but can we walk together? Less anger. Sometimes all we do is get angry, walk away, shut doors. Talk about issues. That is Jesus. More Jesus requires that we talk about issues. Less me. Less me. That's a hard one, right? What about me? More territory. I got to have my territory. The family functions because we all give to one another. The family doesn't function because you got to meet my needs. Then you got it all wrong. If you think that you get married to get your needs met, you get married to give to each other. Then you have children, you start giving to each other. And it's not just about me, me, me. We're all giving. How can I participate to make the family function? These things were being told to Timothy to help older people because he didn't have a family. This is how to model. This is God's advice. Paul giving advice as a man influenced by the Holy Spirit, talking to them as a form of advice. Amen. So I ask you today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, how much more should we look at our family values and change that? Because we've been talking about the body of Christ. This is such an important topic to really get our families grounded and change some rules about how we talk to one another and respect. The more Jesus gets into you, the more you will be able to beat this stuff. You cannot beat this on self-will. You need Jesus in your life. If you're visiting, please get some Jesus going in your life. Amen. I've talked about that lack of ideal of our parents, and I'll be talking about this more in this top in this point. Make peace with your parents. Ephesians 6, 2-3 says, honor your father and mother. This is first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth. Essentially, he's basically quoting Deuteronomy 5, 16. And the way it was set was they were going to go to this promised land. And if they listened to their father and who were given the promise, these children that came along, they would then succeed in that land because they're the ones that were given that promise in essence. Now, the principle applies in Ephesians 6 because it says, honor your father and mother, it will go well. That principle is simply, we've got to learn to make peace with our parents. I did some counseling at some point in my life. And one of the most disturbing issues in people's lives is when you've not made peace with your parents. It really spins you out of life. When I say make peace, it's learning to let go of the things that went wrong. Learning to forgive. Learning to talk about it and let go. Sometimes we are so stuck on how dad and mom didn't do it right and whatever. And there are things I've looked at me and I said, you know what? I got that from dad. I got that from mom. And that's true, but now I'm 18 years old. I think I can begin to heal and make a different journey and learn from that and learn to have a good relationship with them. Amen? And I'd say, because this happened, I'm never talking to my dad. I have news for you. Or my mom, I have news for you. As long as you live in this world, it is broken. The only perfect person was Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying that to excuse people, to give you a perspective of how we live in a broken world. And so it is going to happen. You're going to get hurt. But how you deal with that and continue to be healthy is through what the Bible says. Show each other these things in Matthew 15 and talk about the issues you're having inside and let go. And sometimes you're going there hoping they'll say sorry and they never see it because they were in a different state of mind and they don't see what you're complaining about. They don't see it, but you've said your piece. How many people have offended you have never said sorry? Are you going to hold on that forever? I'm not belittling your pain. I'm asking for perspective. I'm asking for perspective. It'll go well if you make peace. It'll go well if you make peace. I didn't like it when my dad put me in boarding school. Not the boarding school of America. It's a tougher boarding school out there. but I made peace with him. And I have no issues with that stuff. I talk about it and I make joke about it of how I couldn't get it right, but anyway, I eventually got it somewhere. You have to make peace. You don't honor someone because they're perfect. You honor them because of what God tells you, and he understands that that principle will heal you. Just like when the Bible says honor one another because of Christ Jesus, it's not because we are perfect. Because God knows if we do that, we will function in a harmonious way and we'll be healthy. Respect your wife. Respect your husband. God knows if you do that, it's going to be healthy. Not because people are perfect. Make peace. We think, though, that it has to be this way. No, honoring is walking things out and letting it go. Then we have a better time. We look forward to going to Christmas. We look forward to doing other things together, Thanksgiving. Why? Because we are resolving issues. Now, mothers understand as people grow, they change a little bit. They are in a different way. Pay attention. The walk of a mother never stops. You know, they grow up, they have children, you become a grandmother, and you just keep going. It just keeps going. It never stops. So please, understand, let's make peace with our parents. If it's not ideal, learn, decide, I'll make peace. Maybe today is the day you can start. It might not happen in a week. It may happen in a year, in 2 weeks, in 2 days, or today, and that'll be awesome. Sometimes God doesn't change your situation because he's trying to change your heart. Is that possible? Is that possible today? That God is trying to change your heart. That you may want the situation to change, but it's not going to change. For some of us, it is history. They're not here, or they're here, but it's not changing. You'll have to ask yourself that question. Maybe I got to change my heart so that this goes in a different way. Does that make sense? One person has to make the change for the place to come around. One person can change the place. It may be you. You're the one hearing the message. The wound is where the light enters you. Let's talk about that. Some of us have wounds, mother wounds. That is where God wants you to let his light come in so that you can get healed. Most of the way we deal with wounds is we get angry, upset. No, that is where God wants you to focus on him and let change happen. How will you learn forgiveness if you've not been in a tough place? You've got to be in a tough place to learn forgiveness. How will you learn letting go if you've not been in a tough place? You have to be in a tough place to learn that. You know, I've been in tough places, but honestly, I think I've had a pretty easy life until later in my 30s and 40s, actually late 40s, when I really hit some turbulence. And I said to myself, I really had an easy life. People used to talk to me that I'm bitter. I'm like, what do you mean about, are you bitter? About what? Life is good. Until it happened to me, I realized you actually can be. I'm struggling with this and that. He said, what are you talking about? Then it happened to me. I said, oh, this can happen to anyone. You lose a loved one. That's a tough thing. Oh, that's painful. All that stuff God allows us to hit so that the light can come into us because we turn to him. Make sense? 1 Thessalonians 2:7-8. Reads, as apostles of Christ, we suddenly had a right to make some demands of you, but instead we were like children among you, or we were like a mother feeding and caring for her own children. Amen. We loved you so much that we shared with you not only God's good news, but our own lives. Share lives and good news. One of the qualities a mother does is that they would share their lives, but they'll also share the good things they're going through with the children and how God's done different things. And as you grow up, they give you different stories. And today as a church, we want to encourage you that, or rather just say welcome, but we also want to share with you some good news, that family can function when you have God at the center of it. It doesn't have to fall apart. Family functions when we have God at the center of it. And moving forward, that's what Paul was saying, that, you know what, we shared with you just not our lives, but also the good news. I think as a church, we just don't want to share our lives, but let's also share good news. Let's share about Jesus Christ as well and what He's done in our lives. You cannot change a family or help anyone come to God if they're not seeing how God has impacted you. So church, it's not just that we share our lives. What about the good news? But life is important. If your life shows God, it transforms another person. Not that we say we're Christians, that our lives shows that Christ is the center of what we do. That the reason we're different is because of Jesus Christ. Then we can share the good news and people come around. Now, sometimes you think it will happen today. It can take a long time. It can take years. But God is working on everyone. Let us not only share our lives, but let's also share the good news. Amen? Happy Mother's Day. I would like us to watch a small clip right now that was put together by Kinson. We'll put the lights off and we'll run a clip and then I'll come right back to honor the mothers. Thank you. Amen. We're going to have all the mothers stand up and just let's acknowledge you and we'll give you roses, please.